call this meeting to order at 5:33. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm so happy you're all here. I was like scrambling around today, trying to figure out how I was going to get everything done and get here, and then I thought about being here and how much I like it. And so, here we are. Approval of minutes from last month. Anybody?
I didn't even listen to them, but I accept them.
Yeah. Somebody would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from last month?
Approved.
She's motioned, accepted.
Motion to approve.
Yep, it looks like they're.
Anybody, okay, anybody opposed to approving the minutes from last month? All right. Nobody new showed up, even though I asked them all to.
Oh, really?
Has everybody signed in and put your business card in the box? I did, yeah. I wasn't meant to talk to you about it before. Yeah, I believe that's a good idea because, well, like, I don't even, we, Amanda isn't coming, so our presentation isn't happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could be out of here soon. Gotcha.
Okay, so while they're getting signed in, we'll get started on our 45-second business pitch. Tell us something that you need, something that maybe somebody here can help you about. And go.
You're at hot seat.
I'm Mike with Flawless Cleaning and Painting Services. I deal with all the paint stuff. Currently looking for more interior work and exterior houses. Give me a call if you
have. I'm not standing up. I end up cleaning and everything else that does not involve painting. So we are looking to hire a painter and possibly two cleaners. So if you know anybody that's looking for part-time work cleaning, looking for a full-time painter, have to have some experience. We have an apprentice, but I need somebody with some experience. So
if
you know anybody, send them our way.
Your turn.
I'm going to
stand up
because
I'm that kind of guy.
You're dance too?
There you go.
Oh, that's a fast. Oh, there goes your phone.
Matt Palmer, Vital Underground Sign Shop in Charlton, Mass. You want to touch up for all your signage. This time of year, I always speak about vehicle lettering because people are out driving their vehicles, whether it's a custom vehicle or just a regular vehicle that you cruise around in. If you own a business, you're doing yourself a disservice by not having it lettered. But if you have commercial plates, you're paying those commercial plates, they should be working for you. Your vehicle probably gets, 1,000 hits a day, basically, as you drive by and people see it. That's the best tool to get your stuff out there, especially if you're not a person who likes to advertise in other mediums. So if you need vehicle lettering, give me a call.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Sierra Penn, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. As always, I am here for you guys rather than as a member of the association. Any questions you have, always ask, whether it's here or through email or phone. I'm very accessible in the office. And as I always like to say, if I don't know the answer, I'll make up something credible.
All right. Missy?
I'm Missy DeRozier. My husband is an excavator. We own J&J Construction. He's extremely busy right now. I don't know if he could take anybody else, but I do need flawless cleaning for painting. Interior, had an issue. So,
gotcha.
I'll find you guys.
Yeah, it's not like you don't know where I live.
Does anybody not know where I live?
Chris?
Good evening. Chris Nelson from System Solutions of New England LLC. And as you probably have heard, yes, I am closing my outside office. The only reason is we're plenty busy. It's just that there's not enough walking traffic. It's real difficult with the parking lot up and back and things like that. So it was great to try it for 2 years, but as you all know, because I think everybody here works out of their house, it was just an added expense, but like I said, we're up and running fully, both commercial, residential, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Same number, same email address, same website. Chris Nelson, System Solutions, your trusted business technology partner. Thank you.
If you don't mind me saying real quick, that I didn't know that, and it's probably really important to tell people that.
Doesn't
a lot.
Mean.
Put it on the web. Put it on your website, yeah. Our website,
yeah.
If you want to, whatever.
We're,
you know,
make it sharp and bad.
So when people see your sign disappear, they don't think you disappeared.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Good point. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Celeste from Variety Insurance Services, also known as the Hill Group. I am your insurance person who can help you with any needs you could possibly have. Mike brought up a good point earlier when he talked about signage on your vehicles. Yes, it's important, and you get tons and tons of hits, but remember, not all of your personal carriers will allow you to have signage on your vehicles. You need a commercial policy for that. Cannot be on your personal auto policy. And if it is written that way, the carrier doesn't have the right to come in and decline coverage for you because you are using it in the home of business. Okay? Want to give a couple of kudos out. So Nick from Donahue Landscaping has taken over all the landscaping and work at our condo complex. The place looks amazing. It looks so fantastic. It looks great. Been sharing a lot of Dan's posts and things like that. I also wanted to give a shout out to Bethany from Liquidation Lady. She's doing a fantastic job. If we can just keep sharing her stuff, that would be great. And I will also need to speak to you about a little bit of painting job.
Nice. Thank you. Joanne
from T. I'm on the agenda, so we'll give you an update on T in a bit.
Okay.
And I just want to congratulate David and everything.
That's why you were away for a week or so.
Yeah,
email.
Yeah,
nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Awesome.
You don't have to say anything anyway.
You're up.
All right, yeah. So David Dell from Bank Hometown. Send people our way, you know, they need checking accounts. You can earn $50 by referring a friend if they say that they sent you. So send them your way. They can also earn up to $300. So send them our way. I'd love to help them. Thanks.
Stephanie?
This is you. You want me to hold that?
Well, yeah, I'll hold it.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. I own SB Digital Services. That's my little partner. So my services can be intertwined with many different providers, like Jody's website. I can help with SEO, press, get your name out there, get good credibility. I can also work with Allie and push her content, push it out there, have people actually engage more, build your followers, many different things like that. I always love hearing how people got started and how people want to see their future and possibly help them get to the future. That's a little bit about me.
Thank you. Sandy?
I'm Sandy from Carrigan Tax Service. And I do everything from personal taxes to business taxes, new business setup, payroll, bookkeeping. That's what I do, but it's summer. I really don't want to do any of it. So so that's it. That's what I do. And if you need help in the fall, call me.
Jody?
Hi, I'm Jody Erickson, owner of Your Page Today. I do custom website design and development. I've been in business for 21 years. A great referral for me would be anyone who has a brand new business or an existing business who would like to see more visibility online, who would like to establish a presence, or anyone who needs ongoing blog writing, ongoing website maintenance, or just an all-over website makeover. That's a great referral for me. So if you know anybody, visit yourpagetoday.com. We're always on the same page.
Right. And I'm Dan Bennett, the owner of DBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And I've talked about it plenty of times, our digital, with the 3D renderings and just the digital stuff that we do. But it's something that I've started to realize more recently that it's really how I can differentiate my company from our competition. A lot of companies do 3D renderings, but it's typically not to the level that we're taking it to. So we start out by taking a digital scan with my iPhone. It's LiDAR technology of your current conditions. Scan the inside of, say, your kitchen, if that's what you want to remodel. We upload that into our computer, remodel it digitally, and then produce photorealistic 3D renderings of your new space, along with 3D walkthroughs. We already do it with like the iPad. I can hand you the iPad and you're in the room and you go like this and you're looking around the room. But we're very soon, I haven't bought them yet because I'm doing a lot of research to make sure I get the right ones. But we're going to be able to put VR glasses on and then you can just walk around in your new space. So.
Wow. Yes. That's very
That's
cool.
That's so cool. I'd bump into the wall, but it would be so fun.
I know, right?
All right. Unfortunately, Amanda Lincoln was going to do our presentation tonight, and she had an emergency camp recreation meeting pop up, so she couldn't make it. So I was going to do this anyway, but I'm going to do it now because of that. Where did that go? Sorry. So, we were talking about this the other day when I saw you at the at that other meeting, that other networking thing, right?
At the bank thing?
Mm-hmm. It was...
The hometown thing.
Bank hometown. Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to take a minute to reaffirm our goals here. Well, so what me and Sandy were talking about was succession. You know, how are we going to... and we've talked about this before, but how are we going to keep this thing going long term and, get new people to step up into leadership? And so I wrote this out. I'm going to read it off of here because there's no way I can memorize stuff like this. Our mission is pretty simple. We want to create a kick-ass business association that welcomes all type of businesses no matter where they're at in their journey. Our goals for the TBA are big, but they're totally doable. We want to grow the membership to over 100 members and set up solid systems that will keep the association growing strong for many years to come. We want business owners to see us as a place of support and collaboration where they can get advice from folks that have been through it all before. It's all about connections and meeting other awesome people from our community who are on the same wavelength. We're here to help each other and reap the benefits together. Some of you might be here because you need all the support and guidance you can get. That's cool. Others might be here to lend a helping hand and show some love to fellow businesses. And you know what? When we stick together, When we stick together and have a big group backing us up, we can make a real difference in our community. Giving back becomes so much easier when we're strong and our numbers are greater. We've got some pretty ambitious goals, but we have to not forget the importance of sticking around for the long haul. We're putting a lot of effort into creating a succession plan. That means we're going to find and develop future leaders within our association through mentorship. We'll lay out clear guidelines for passing the torch, getting everyone involved in the process, and holding on to all that valuable knowledge by having a strong succession plan in place. We're making sure the TBA keeps growing and thriving even after the current leaders move on. Where am I? Sorry. We're all about nurturing and culturing of leadership development and laying out a sturdy foundation for our business association. So let's join forces and make the TBA the best business association out there. We're not just talking about opportunities here. We're talking about a place where we can all grow and succeed. Some of us will be sowing the seeds while others are reaping the benefits. But together, we're unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I want to just propose that we have a meeting, leadership.
Okay.
Sometime soon, and figure out that plan, that succession plan.
Okay. Bless you. All right. Do you want to do it now, or are you just going to text me? We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jody, you're up.
Okay. So, got your little note. So it's kind of the same report as last month, except the top part of it, instead of being the Milltown mixer, now it's the Pit Stop Pub mixer. So that's online now with the ability to register, the same as the other mixer that we had. So you can register right online. You don't have to pay online if you don't want to. You can opt to pay at the door. There's a QR code if you'd like to register right away. Hang on to this and just register anytime. So good news on website search visibility. So our previous month showed that we had approximately 290 website visits, but for the most recent month, we had approximately 643. It's a huge increase. The keywords in the lead were Thompson Business Association and golf tournament.
Oh, awesome.
So
nice.
Those two took the lead. So that's really the most remarkable stuff that I have to report. There's three different QR codes there. Again, one for the Pit Stop Mixer, so register for that. And then another one for just general upcoming events with all of the events listed that I currently have. If there's any events that you guys want me to list, email me, let me know. Any event that you want in there, I'll put it on there. And then sharing the benefits of joining the TBA, so share with your friends, your colleagues, business professionals, and get them to join. That's all I got, guys.
I want to just add about that mixer that it's going to be, if anybody doesn't know, Chuck Perks from Radio Pike 100 FM or whatever is going to be, he does a trivia night at the Pit Stop every Tuesday night anyway. So he's going to come early, MCR event, and then it's going to roll right into it. So it should be a good night. Hopefully a lot of us come out and hang out, and we can stay after the mixer and do some trivia.
Yep. Also, regarding your mixer, the banner from the last one is
needs to come off the fence.
Fence.
You know, I got to ask you something about that, too. Right? We did it this time, and we just used a Sharpie to write on it.
Yeah.
But then I saw that one you did for Heather that has letters that stuck on it. Can we do something?
You can change the...
You can change the lettering, Heather was telling me.
Oh, yes. So basically all I did is... The banner's vinyl, right?
Yeah.
So all I do is cut vinyl letters out of it, and you can just basically heat it up a little bit and peel the letters off with the vinyl letter.
Oh, I see. So changing, it's not just... We can't just change them real quick.
No.
Unless you can make us some magnets.
It's a magnet. Process. I mean, anybody with a heat gun, like 5 minutes of their life can do it. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Usually when stuff like that comes up, that someone wants something for a repetitive use of changing dates and stuff like that, what I usually do is I'll make the banner and then there'll be like a white area, so to speak, that you put the date in. But the white area, I usually put a piece of white vinyl on there. And the white vinyl works as almost like an eraser board. So then you can take a dry erase pen and write in your date. And dry erase, 99% of the time, is weatherproof.
Right.
So it'll stay out of the weather for however long. And then you just come by with your little spray of water and alcohol.
Wipe
whatever,
it off.
And wipe it off and go at it again.
I mean, we haven't tried yet.
Graphic, a QR code to put on there, you know, because it's like last time it was the Milltown, this time it's the Pit Stop Pub. So it's always going to be different, you know, different venues, different link, different registration. So.
Yeah, so I mean, it's better from the shape of it. You can put something on top of you that piece or whatever.
Like, I should do it on
the
home.
Yeah. And while we're here, can we look at those stats real quick and give us our honorable mentions? Yeah. Matt has been hammered down on posting on...
Well, I know, like I said, I know that Primerica was one of the leads, but they're not on this particular, for some strange reason, but everybody else is.
Well, we pulled it at the last minute, so I don't know if we did something, I don't know why, because I fully expected Matt to be, like, in the lead, and this is...
Yeah, exactly, Matt, Flawless, I know for sure,
It says that I'm top with 21 posts.
I'm way ahead of that.
Yeah.
You're definitely. You've got
I'm like 60 probably.
A day.
A day. A day.
The vinyl
thank you, showing up way down here
with only six. But you always supposed
this
to come
has, I don't know. If
something isn't right in that this. We pulled it at the last minute.
It's been for the last 28 days, but I don't think it's up to date. Something's up with it.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. So the posting, is that like, so if somebody goes into System Solutions through Facebook,
yeah,
it's going to show a hit.
No, okay. If you go to Thompson Business Association Facebook business page,
okay.
If you're logged in as System Solutions and you do a post on Thompson Business Association on Facebook, that's a post for you. You can also post as your personal or as your business. You can post as both.
So copy it from your page. Like if you make a post on your page,
yeah, you can share it.
You just share it to.
Will that count as a post on the TBA page if you share it?
I believe so. And maybe that's.
I have mine set up.
Your share.
So as soon as I hit, post, it pulls up and says,
"Yeah, the group." Yeah.
I hit click yes and. Yeah. And
but maybe that's why, because if you share with a group.
There's a lot of shares. Yeah.
But I think if you. To put an actual direct post, you could copy and paste it. Like put it.
I can download with shares too. Give me five.
Okay.
All right, we'll go back to that if you find something. Okay, so moving on anyway. Brian's not here, so we're good with that. Chira's got some stuff that pertains to EDC and stuff when we get there. Sandy, treasurer's report.
Okay. So, this reminds me of something. Okay, so the main account has $4,009.63 in it. There's a check out there for $80 to WINY. The Weekend Warrior account has currently available $556.46. We do have Croy had to rent a truck to pick up our order yesterday, and you know how they charge you, like, the deposit and all that junk. Anyway, we've got a credit coming back from them, and that'll go back to that account. The backup account of Weekend Warriors still has $12,609.57 in it. Thanksgiving account has $423.80. And the golf tournament account has $1,579.49. I knew Brian wasn't going to be here. I saw his email, so I just double-checked. We have 66 members currently. And I think Celeste answered my question because I had received a check and then a direct deposit into our bank account from the Hild Group.
Oh, good.
Hild Group.
Yes, which is.
But I wasn't sure if that was Girardi, but I thought it also came from, I thought like.
Girardi Insurance is known as Girardi Insurance, the Hild Group.
The Hild Group?
The Hild
okay.
Group, our corporate company, actually issued the check. Chris got an email.
But,
since they were sending it.
Right. I got an email that they were sending it, but it never says Girardi on here anywhere, so I had no idea. And I thought the hotel also uses them, or they use some other payment processing place.
Do you usually get a check from them, Rodell Company?
Rodell. Never mind. I was wrong. Anyway, I had no idea who this money was coming from.
So it's Girardi Insurance, the Hill Group.
So I got $95, which I'm assuming is they are renewing their, because it says really nothing, so I was unsure. Like, it was $95 is the membership, so I'm assuming is our fee, so I'm assuming that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, maybe?
That's the one.
I know, and I sent invoices a long time ago, so I don't know. So that's got to be from you guys for sure. And then there was a deposit for $125, which I'm guessing is a T sponsor. It went into our main account, so I just transferred it over to the.
Did I mess up?
No, you won. No, you.
Your top.
I transferred it over.
I get the
from the Jeep place? Oh, Putnam Chrysler Jeep place. Okay. One thing I just wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
I know, the treasurer's report is super boring, like so people have, other conversations.
No, it's a good report.
I'm looking at this. Oh, hello, guys.
Hi.
Okay. I got a letter from Thompson Rec today because kind of thanking us for the turkey trot, giving us, details about the turkey trot and asking us if we could sponsor, we would like to sponsor again. but it had no sponsorship form. So I emailed Brian. He said, yeah, we're going to send a second mailing. This was confusing. We're going to send a second mailing. So I just wanted to confirm that when I get it, is it okay for us to do what we've always done, which is be a silver sponsor?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So I don't have to, like, wait till the following month. I can just send it in?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Also, I have a phone call in the bulletin board across from the bank. I have a phone call in. The company that owns it is called Standish Johnson. And remember,
were you
we talked.
Get a hold of anybody?
Hi.
I've been trying to get in touch with them for a year.
I had to leave a message.
That's that crooked billboard.
The crooked billboard. But we had Dan and I had a little conversation about that. Do you want me to talk about it like right now or no?
Sure.
So the billboard is falling down, right? But we have a lot of people here who might make it not so falling downy. So our thought was, let's say, call them, and we know it's crappy. We don't necessarily want to buy advertising on it if it's crappy, but maybe we can offer to try and repair it and then get some advertising out of it. And what we did when this TBA group first started kind of back up when Missy and Charlene and Kathy were here, we had taken, TBA had secured, I think, 6 months of advertising. Yeah, and we had, like, the TBA logo in the middle, and we had six businesses around it, and 3 months went by, and then we put six more businesses around it. So I'd love to be able to do that again, but we just need to get a hold of those folks. But there's nothing on it right now. Yep, those are them. Yep. So just trying to get a hold of them.
They own the one on
12.
On the nursery's property, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I did not
and
know.
And he has not been able to get a hold of them for 8 years. He picked someone to put his own advertising on the billboard.
Stop
and they haven't
it.
Said anything.
So, I think they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in business. I've tried their website. I've tried their email.
Yeah, I tried their foot. So why don't we go fix it? Who's going to yell at us?
Yes.
I don't know about all that. I mean,
I
maybe,
know,
but
it's like a mystery.
Well, there might be some liability with the other one.
Yeah, but
where?
The ones that are sworn all the time, they get these new ones put up. So some
because
of
Brent
what about
Farm keeps putting ads on some of their billboards. They have one in Putnam, in Cemetery.
I'm all about that billboard either being gone or being fixed up and nice and having a nice advertisement on it. It's great.
Yeah.
But I don't know how about just walking on that property and starting to fix something that doesn't belong to us. That's
correct.
A bad idea.
But I'm just telling you, from a point of view, we all hate that billboard.
I know.
Because of its condition and its location. It's a terrible place for a billboard right in the downtown. Like everything about it.
I feel like it gets a lot of visibility though. To like,
I would say
it does
get
a lot of visibility, but in terms of like, attention,
yeah.
I don't know. Downtown presence, it's a terrible place. So it is obviously in crappy condition.
I know.
We'd really love to see that thing come down, but like,
let me know if you're
like
I'll call them.
I
wanted
to ask
about
getting through to them, but I couldn't get a hold of them.
You know, if they're going to maintain billboards, the one that is across the water, which obviously changes after.
That one changes, though. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is it the same?
The same owner, yeah.
Jody's got their website up here.
Their website says that the website was updated recently, 2023. So I don't think they're out of business. The website's being maintained. So
oh, good.
But that's a plus.
Their office is in Rhode Island.
Probably.
I was almost thinking of going there.
Drive down there and be like, knock, knock.
I know. That's what I was going to do. I was going to go there if they didn't respond.
They're always changing the sign. So someone owns
someone
takes care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it gets great. It gets great visibility from the bank.
So
all right. Well, let's see if they reply or whatever. If anybody can get a hold of them, then next month we can talk about this again or in between or whatever. But it's
even if you get a whole selfie for them to sign it off and say do what you want with it. Something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But they
so
do they own
while
that,
we're
do they own that little piece of land though? And they pay taxes on it. I think that was a thing.
They are taxed on it.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay.
Because
I was going to say.
They do pay, and I think that's been a thing. Because the tax collector in particular does not like them, aesthetically, does not like that billboard. I agree with them on that. And he has said to me and the first selectman, what if we offered them to waive their bill if they would just take the thing down?
nobody ever gets a response from them.
Yeah.
And it never gets to the point where people are closed on. Eventually they pay the tax bill and
Then we can.
That's the town's only leverage to have.
Where's their location? Can we just go knock on
the That's what I was going to do next. If they did, I was literally going to drive there if they don't respond. I don't want to, I'd rather
their last Facebook post is March 30th. 20 what?
We'll hook our picker to it, pull it down, see what falls off first, the truck or the billboard.
Don't pull it down.
I do not hear this conversation.
Right.
I'd rather cut it all down, like fix it, like see what's, it's
up. Let's tie a rope to it and tie Luna to it, let her pull it.
You guys are doing something opposite right now.
Whatever you want to do.
But see, what it's like, the ground is like there, and what needs to be done to fix it.
If we talk to the company and they say go fix it, we have permission to go fix it. Otherwise, I am not driving on private property.
You don't have to drive there. You just park in the
I'm not walking on anybody's private property and looking at any sign without permission. I'm not doing it.
And then, like, send people
just leave it crooked?
Oh, right.
That's a fabulous idea.
Hundreds of people see it every day. It's good advertising.
All right, let's move on, though. Nick and Kathy, did you guys sign in, put your business card in the box? Take 45 seconds to tell us why you're here tonight, please.
Okay, sorry, I got slammed at work at the last minute. Had to take care of something. So, Holiday Inn Express in Auburn, and we are a hotel, obviously. We are really busy right now, so it's wedding season, it's hockey season, it's baseball season, so we've got a lot of groups coming in. And anybody that knows any companies in our town doing business for the summer, we do have some project people in town and need a room to stay for a while, or sports groups or weddings. You know, we do a lot here in Thompson with the wedding venues. Please refer them to us.
Of course.
We will take them.
Nick Denny, who's got a lawn care done the transportation company. I haven't been to a meeting in a while. 5 to 5:30 is very hard to make for me, as you guys can probably imagine. Crazy busy, fertilization, mowing, everything, you name it. Just wanted to come and say hello, touch base, network a little, get on the same page with some stuff. I've been working 7 days a week with my crews for the past, 15 weeks or so. So, yeah, good to see everybody.
Yay. And it's raining. I'm glad you could make it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Teague, Joanne.
So I was just recently working on some reporting, and these numbers stood out to me, so I thought I would share them with you. So in our food markets, we have three. We have one in Thompson, one in Concord, and we have a mobile market. During this 1 month, we serviced 204 households, which is 447 people. 275 of them were Thompson residents. That also includes 122 children and 129 seniors. In that 1 month, we provided 7,857 meals to those folks.
Wow.
And we view our food pantry, which we're most known for, as a way to get folks into us. And once they're there, we work with them on other services that they may need. And other services that month, we provided to 538 households, which could include, obviously, some of the other folks, which is 1,167 individuals, made up of 419 children and 234 seniors.
Wow. It is significant. I had no idea. Thanks for sharing that.
But it's sad to hear that that's much need in our town.
Yeah.
It really breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm.
To think that there's that many people that are hungry and
Mm-hmm. Well, we always think like those numbers, we would like to think that those numbers are going down because we're helping people, right? But they're not. They're going up. And it's, I don't think it's, I don't, you know, it's the government, the society, the what's going on, inflation, all the craziness that's making it worse. It's not something that we can fix on a local level. It's like,
I mean, T doesn't do this along with your community,
right?
Obviously, but what we do is
yeah,
huge. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Do you have any other events or anything that you want to tell us about this coming up?
Nothing immediate. Our next big event will be our back to school program, backpacks and supplies for kids. That's going to be in August. Don't know the exact date, but I can tell you next month.
Well, yeah, just obviously send the stuff over and we'll put it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're going to do that in August, how about? Could we all bring something next month
mm-hmm.
to give to them for the backpacks? Mm-hmm. As TA, everybody.
Absolutely.
Get pencils, some crayons,
something. Joanne, do you have a list of what your
yeah,
needs are?
Yeah, make a list of what's needed. I'll send
you that. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Thank you.
Tira.
Okay, so I have a lot of things I could update you on, so you guys give me as much or as little time as you want. I'll start with a little EDC update.
I was just going to say, you got EDC and
sure.
The two spots.
Because the budget passed, thank all of you who came out and voted, particularly those of you who voted in the affirmative, but everybody who voted regardless of your choice. Voting is important. That means that the EDC budget is not going to be subject for additional cuts. That means that the plan to initiate a marketing campaign for the revitalization of downtown will be the project that EDC can take on in the next fiscal year, which starts on July 1st. And that is something that the commission has been working towards, and now because we have some important things that have been completed or are, you know, queued up, it's a good time for them to do that. There is a little technical assistance grant thing out that was supposed to have been announced by the end of May, which hasn't been announced yet, that EDC put the match funds up for. I will find out before their meeting next week whether they've made those decisions, because the commission as a municipal entity has to make those choices. That is a creative placemaking technical assistance program. Which if it goes through, they'll be looking for folks to join that. It would be a local design workshop sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts, where they'll send somebody for, I think it's a long weekend, and they do like an intensive workshop to come up with ideas around a certain project. And I believe what we proposed, and I forget, even though I wrote it, was additional creative design for a potential developer to come in at 630 Riverside, which is the Belden Corticelli site. We're getting some interest
the
on
what?
That. The Belden Corticelli.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yep,
smokestack.
Yep.
We had a UConn student project that did a partial site concept for recreational space for the part that can't be developed. So if we could come up in that technical assistance program with concepts for an actual development area, that enables the town to create something like an RFP or to actually give to a developer who might make an offer on it and saying, hey, if you're interested in the property but you're looking for what the town would like to see, this is what we have in mind. So those things are all important. So that's the EDC update. I will segue that into some of the stuff that EDC is related to. Brian wasn't able to be here tonight, but he was on a con call that we had today for the first partners meeting for the programming of the 65 main facility. As you guys know, I was awarded a grant earlier this year from the USDA Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production. An innovative production grant program is roughly $125,000 to develop the incubator program that's going in there. It's a 2-year performance period. We actually lost 2 months because apparently they signed a contract in April and didn't get it to me until a couple weeks ago. That's okay. So over the next 4 weeks, two things are going to happen. One is the Eastern Connecticut Conservation District, who is one of our partners, is going to develop an RFP for a consultant to do a design for a permaculture and free food forest on the 3.2-acre parcel, which is adjacent to 65 Main. It's actually the back half of Riverside Park, which is currently inaccessible. And that would be exactly what it is. Public green space that has food value landscaping with native species. So it'll add public sort of recreation space. The other piece of the next 4 months is that the rest of the project partners will be coming up with the structure for the public engagement workshop, which will then take a 12-month period, probably monthly meetings, maybe accelerating toward the end, to get local stakeholders in to say, okay, now that we're getting it renovated, and I'll get to that next, how do we want it to look once it's done? How do we want it to function? So there's an obvious role for TBA in that. I was doing the sort of when do we have to launch that. I would expect we're going to launch the public workshop process in October.
Okay.
And that first launch, the first election and I were also talking about this after the Zoom call, is probably going to be a general economic development in Thompson presentation, rundown, get the interest. So one of the things I want TBA members to think about in that is what, not only what services would be valuable to the community, but those of you who have businesses that have intersecting value for people learning business skills, I'm thinking of you, what would it cost for you to offer that curriculum if we were to bring that in, right? So this is, we're starting to develop the plans, right? Not just what do you want to receive, but what do you want to offer, and not necessarily as a volunteer, right? The ultimate goal at the end of the 12-month period is not only to have a curriculum, but to have a business plan that I go out and look for another grant for startup funds, and I'll get to that in a second. So to the renovation, the first RFP has been published for the renovation of 65 Main. Brian Santos and I are essentially GCing that together. The town has pulled the permit, so the town is technically the GC, but Brian Santos, who has massive construction experience, and I, as the check writer, are the GCs there. So the roof is out to bid now. We're going to close that bid on the 30th of June. If you know roofers locally, they do not have to be commercial roofers in this case, but they do. There is a prevailing wage requirement because it is through a federal award. So keep that in mind. And the prevailing wage information for the region is published as a part of the RFP. So you have to demonstrate that you will pay your workers prevailing wage as a part of this contract. So that's the first piece up. The next piece that's going to come up is going to be the hazmat abatement. We know there's lead, we know there's asbestos. Santos was communicating with Fuss and O'Neill, who was the engineering firm that did the hazmat report for us, to develop that RFP properly, so that'll be published. Because, as we've said all along, what happened in Putnam will not happen to us. I feel terrible for everybody who was involved there. If there is a silver lining for Thompson in that, it was a big red flag. Do not let this happen here. That's right. That is going to be absolutely 100% clean or abated before any human being uses that facility. So we're going to keep publishing those RFPs until we've exhausted the fund that we have. So that gets on to my next big grant program. I am currently writing and have to submit by the 30th. This is the biggest ask I've put in for. It's a $3.88 million ask to the Department of Economic and Community Development under the Community Investment Fund program. This is how this program works. Only 55 of the 168 towns are able to apply. You are eligible based on one of two criteria. Either you are a distressed community, which means the bottom 25 according to their metrics, or you are an alliance district. So Thompson is in your school system. Thompson is an alliance district, so that is how we get qualified. There's no difference in what you can apply for, you just have to fall into one of those two distressed categories. There is zero match requirement from the municipality. You can, however, leverage investment dollars. So those two federal grants for 65 Main, the work that we put into for the design of the Main Street sidewalks, what we got from Lotsit, from DOT for Lotsit, what DECD has already put into the Brownfield grant, the bar grant that created some of the plans that we pursued. We can show that as investment and leverage.
Okay.
Right? We have a great story to tell. What I am asking for in that $3.88 million is roughly $3.3 million, which is the biggest part of it, to redo the road surface and full-depth reconstruction of the road surface and the sidewalks for Main Street, and Main Street extending up to where it currently terminates a little further north on Route 12. We know that that's about a $3.3 million project.
Oh, geez.
Second biggest part of the ask is to close the renovation funding gap that we were left with after we got the federal award for 65 Main.
Nice.
For reasons that are too complex to go into, we submitted a lowball estimate on that. We got awarded the whole thing. I could have submitted a much higher ask, but the timing was such that I had to use a certain lowball estimate. That's left us with probably about half of what we need to accomplish what we have the design for. So we're going to ask to close that gap. Again, great story to tell. $360,000 or $370,000 of federal investment already in there, leveraged, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the department wants to see. And then the third piece, and I forget how much this adds up to off the top of my head, is renovations to Swanson Park, which is the Veterans Memorial Park on the corner, and probably to this little tiny Veterans Memorial island here. Either moving those monuments down to join the rest and then landscaping there, or leaving them there and landscaping around them. We have some stuff we're still working out there. So the whole thing adds up to about $3.88 million. I just finished my first draft of the narrative today. I'm going to be looking for another letter of support from you, President of the TVA. So this is the stuff I'm transitioning to now, from the narrative to gathering the documentation. And strong letters of support are part of that. I want to say optimistic, always cautiously optimistic. These programs are very competitive, even though there's a limited number of people who can apply for them. If we are successful, what that tees up is my ability to submit two more applications to do some other very important things. One is to fund whatever we come up with for a business plan for the incubator, including startup funds that can be then sub-granted to small businesses coming out of the facility. That's a separate track that they have available, right? And you see, all agencies love to build on the investments that they've already made. They like to see that you've made a progression. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece would be the implementation of the food forest as a separate capital improvements fund. So if it all goes through, if it's a successful application, it not only is it $3.8 million now, or almost $3.9 million now, it's probably another million going into subsequent rounds. But obviously all subject to whether they buy my pitch. So keep all of those things in mind going forward. And the last thing that I'll say about that has to do with the recent budget process. You will hear a lot of people, some of it anxiety driven, some of it, let's just say, to make a point, using the Economic Development Commission or the people working on economic development in the town as a kind of punching bag. Nothing's ever happening. Nothing's going on. Well, none of that is true, right? A lot of the stuff that we've been doing over the last, certainly 4 years since I've been here and before I even got here, has been setting the table. And that was hard work. Rewriting the zoning regulations, rewriting the subdivision regulations, some of the reconstruction that we've already done, getting grants in place on the big buildings. It's starting to come to fruition. And there are businesses making applications right now, right, that we haven't seen before. They're not necessarily super visible businesses. The self-storage
place that's going to go into Superior Bakery.
That's fantastic. That's,
right? The storage
that's
is,
signed now, right? Like
the permit is approved. His purchase and sale is not final because they have some other background work to do.
Okay.
But they're still moving forward. So self-storage, not necessarily something that's exciting on its own, but because that property has other space that can be used for office space, still important. Jill and G's, a new lessee coming in, right? 300 units here of housing, 40 units here of housing. All the people who complain that you don't want more housing, if you have a service-oriented business, do you want fewer or more people coming?
Right.
Right? There's no infill development possible unless there's population density to support it.
Mm-hmm.
So just anytime you hear somebody in the background, you know, in a bar, online, whatever, making these claims, they are patently untrue.
Right.
Right? So without being confrontational, just say, hey, look, it's not true. These things are happening. And list them. And by the way, every one of those things that I just mentioned as an economic development piece that's falling into place, people making those same arguments came out to complain about and say, we don't want it. We don't want this. We don't want that. So just be aware when you hear people talk that it is not always first and foremost what you can see.
Right, sure.
That's my long spiel for today.
That
and
always happens.
I'll take questions as well.
We gotta move on.
Yeah, your option, Mr.
Can we go back real quick and look at those stats because we found them.
Yeah.
And so we will. The Vinyl Underground, like screaming winner at 21 posts this month, followed by
21.
Way more than 21 posts like, every damn day.
Yeah. He posts like three a day. More.
I'm online. We'll have to figure out what the difference
is. He posts every damn day.
He approves them.
I guess he would know how to do a lot of circles. I'm excited.
DBC Solutions with 10. Flawless Cleaning and Painting with 6.
It's got to be more. We know it's
gotta
more.
It's got to be, because I think I posted 6 things this week.
Yeah. And then Sarah James with 2.
Yeah. Blissful Tea Party was up there with a couple. Max, obviously, we know Max.
Max
all the time.
Almost every day, too. Every 2 days.
Vicky, definitely. She was right up there. 17. So she was actually in second place, not Dan.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why that's out of order. Anyway,
yeah,
we'll get better stats coming for you, but
we'll figure out how to.
Doing the best we can.
No worries.
All right.
Stop posting.
Missy.
Give someone else a chance.
Hello, Matt. Let someone else post.
So, Winnie, if you have Winnie coming up, July 18th. We have one signed up so far, Bethany Terranova.
Wait, what date did you say?
7/18.
What's not this month?
June 18th. Thank you.
June 18th.
I want to be in July.
It's June 20th.
Oh, and
so
all right, then you know what?
That's why I have it in my calendar. Right?
All right,
yeah.
So I looked and I must have jumped in a month. So I don't think there's anybody signed up into this month, but I do have somebody signed up.
Four. Can you look for me while you're up there? Because
I saw
Stephanie's
name.
So it's me and Stephanie's.
I looked on my phone and it was really low in my defense. So there.
Yes, Sarah James and Angela from Simply Soaps.
So I can look it up. So you were just about to tell yourself.
Well,
we have to have a 10-minute phone call and that'll all be fixed.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
So there we go. So Sarah and Simply Soaps is coming on in June.
Right, and then if we...
And then the following month, like I said, we got Bethany.
Bethany, and that's it for right now, it says.
So,
yep.
So you got to go online and plan.
And then we already have Olivia signed up for the following month in August, and then that's all I see.
I didn't see any of that.
Okay.
We'll have a conversation.
Yep. Okay. So we're good with that. All right. Sandy, Weekend Warrior Report.
I was just counting Matt's post. I'm up to 21 already.
21, we got it right.
Well,
stop right
to,
there.
No, I'm only on May 20th, so we still have a week to go. Let's see where we are.
Weekend Warriors. So this is a busy week. School's over, so we don't have our weekly deliveries, which is takes the pressure off a little bit. We do have our senior deliveries. That's why I'm saying this is a busy week. Yesterday went to the food bank, picked up our food, came back, we put it away, sorted it. Today we packed 75 bags for the seniors, and then tomorrow I'm picking up the food that we're purchasing from Price Chopper, putting together 75 bags for the perishables, and then the crew's coming in to go deliver them all. So honestly, right now, if anybody is available tomorrow afternoon to deliver, we have two small routes that need coverage. One has six bags, the other has eight. So I don't know if anybody has time tomorrow afternoon to take care of that. Nobody's making eye contact, so I'm assuming no. that would be awesome. One other thing that we have decided to do is sort of partner with the free lunch program for the summer. We do have quite a bit of stock left of some kind, like cereal, like kids' kind of cereal, and just some things that we have a lot of and that we're able to get our hands on. We were able to get a bunch of baby food this time, so I'm going to be posting and trying to keep up with Matt posting that we have baby food. So the first summer lunch starts on the 26th. So I spoke to Lisa Durand, and we are going to, like, go down randomly with, like, boxes of cases of whatever we have. And then the families that go to get the lunches can take what they want. And what they don't want, we'll just take back with us. So we're hoping to do that, with like, several times a week. And I'll post what we have so that, and we'll send it out to the Thompson groups and so forth. So we can so we can let people know what we have so they can come and grab it. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. We were talking about doing a fundraiser. As you all know, like, the golf tournament takes care of really, like, our expenses for the year. But one thing we need to really look into is that's okay. Is I think we need to get our own box truck. I really, really, truly do. So we were talking about this, and we're going to hold another fundraiser, like, what's it going to even be called? Like a pool tournament thing? Yeah. And trying, and the goal of that would be to raise funds to potentially buy our own vehicles. Yeah.
Hello, Michael is the suggested one that's you.
Yeah, Mike is the one who came up with that.
I'm trying to help Chris sign up on Winnie at the same time. Oh. Michael's suggesting it, you should know what it is.
Yeah. So that's going to be our goal, and the whole main point of that fundraiser will be to raise funds for our vehicles. So, yeah. And then, once we have it, very, very cool would be to have Matt sign it, and then that'll be advertising for us, Weekend Warriors, and yeah. And maybe you can work something about a business in there somehow. I'll have to think about that. Maybe we could do like a lottery thing and advertise one of our businesses on the back or something like that.
That's
once a month.
Interesting.
And we drive around a lot, and we could park in different places. So if we'll be at the park, that was actually a great idea I just came up with. Yeah. We can park
On that same note with the box truck, if anybody hears or sees or has a connection, we don't want to spend a fortune, obviously. Reasonably
priced. What's your budget? We have a new box truck's 50.
Oh, a new one is, yeah.
What are we talking to?
Cheap.
30.
Cheaper.
Cheaper. Oh, wait, tell them the number you said yesterday.
I said $5,000. Well, I messaged some guy at Marketplace to have one for $5,000. No, I'm just kidding. I know that's unreasonable. But we do have $12,000 still in the budget. If you think about it, our budget year is over June 30th. And we still have $12,000 to earmark. And the next golf tournament is in September. And all our big expenses are already taken care of, like furnishing that room, not furnishing it, but you know what I mean, getting the freezer, the refrigerator. All our big expenses are out of the way.
U-Haul.
Okay.
A lot of guys buy the used U-Haul.
Yeah.
Not $20? Oh, no. $257, because we rented a truck yesterday. So
that was governed out at 66, I will tell you.
Yeah, it was a pain in the butt.
Thank goodness.
I know it's not that.
Yes.
But
fake.
Keep in mind that we need something that's dock light level. Otherwise, it's a pain to get all those pallets off the truck, or has a
lift.
All right.
You have there.
Yeah, I know. I keep looking over like, okay, what was I going to say? So that's what's going on with that.
Celeste, golf tournament update.
Absolutely. So, golf tournament is moving along. We're getting sponsorships. You can send me a couple more tonight that are coming in. So, does anyone need sponsorship for it?
I do. But I forgot my check. I might have one as well. Okay. I've been crinkled up one.
Anybody need? Anyone need? So, you know, we're talking about buying trucks, we're talking about buying things. We need to make this huge. Huge. We're also hearing that we're getting more horses. Chris has been able to pick up a couple of new horses this year already. But we can't do this alone. We need everybody to help us. You know, talk to your friends, your family. Lots of people golf. And lots of people want to help in some sort of way, in different aspects of it.
Post some stuff on the Facebook page.
Yep. And I'm going to post it on mine. And anybody can take these brochures and post them on your Facebook page. It takes 2 seconds.
Share it to the Thompson Business Association page, then we can all share it.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you post it on there,
yep.
You know, as you, and then we'll all share it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
All right. I've been working with some of the carriers, or not some of the carriers, but some of the vendors that I work with, even at work, that have been able to say, oh yeah, well, we can't sponsor, but we can send a force them. We can do some of these things. French has been going out and working on getting us sponsorships. If you can't sponsor because it's too expensive or something, gift bags, gift baskets, something that we can do as a drawing. And remember, you always tell somebody that it's a drawing. It is not a raffle. We are not pulling state permits and spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars and taking that money away from the children and the seniors. So it's a drawing. So, all right?
Cool. Thank you. Oh.
Yes. Oh, that's another thing. We need jet skis for the bags, the goodie bags that Nick has been so kind to pay for this year. So, Charlie has a May September 1 drop dead date.
You picked them already?
Oh, I told
him
I didn't
do it. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, you did nothing. You did nothing. I get it.
Charlene has a crew that will be working the beginning of September, putting these bags together, including my 86-year-old mother and her mother, and just getting things together. So any little things that you want to put in these bags.
How many bags? Like, how many things can we put in?
We're looking at about 125 bags.
Yep. I know a great chashki maker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, little things.
We know
guys. What's that?
The number I ordered.
Well, that's an opportunity for you too, maybe to put a tchotchke in the bag for yourself.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Plus, we can just stick Mrs. Scott in there if we don't have anything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yep. There were a bunch last year we put in.
Yep.
I'm poor, so I'm going to put Mrs. Scott.
Okay.
That makes amazing stickers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris
is tchotchke. What is that?
It's a thing.
You said it before, but I thought you were talking about like I didn't understand.
It's not
it.
Bullish. It's not
happy.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, swag. Never mind.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. The hick term, swag.
Chris, you're up.
I just want to, I was at a meeting this morning. I was at a meeting this morning and I was approached by someone who said to me that if we can't
to go to their website, and you can we can put a grant, offer them a grant, write up a grant, and they will try to back it up as much as possible and get us that grant. So
where?
Hopefully that'll go through.
Did you do it?
Because they're big on food and shelter for children. So Celeste and I are going to take care of that and write up a grant. And hopefully we get some good news with a decent amount of money.
Who's offering the grant? What's the company?
It's bank. I didn't want to say bank because I mean they use bank.
Oh, you don't want to tell us what bank?
Well, let's see if we get it.
Right.
You're not going to tell us who you're applying to a grant for? You like, yeah, won't tell us that information?
No, I will.
Oh, what bank is offering the grant?
Central.
Okay.
I'm also going to go out to Jewett City because they also do grants and things like that. So I'm going to write two grants and send them off to them and see what we can do. So I'm going to need a little bit of data from you to get some of that information. Bank Hometown is wonderful. They are always our gold sponsor or one of our gold sponsors for the golf tournament. And we so appreciate it. They do a fantastic job. They are also still a drop-off location for food for the Weekend Warrior. They still have things in their lobby. And to be honest with you, they're going through and cleaning it out because one of the head teller told me that there was stuff in there that was expired in 2012. That people have put in there. So they go through it, they clean it up, they get it organized for us. We just need to pick it up.
Okay, cool. All right, Levin Village Report.
There, we have nothing. I emailed Mr. Mike, what's his name, the shop teacher at the school. I emailed him this morning. He was supposed to email me back after he did whatever his last crew was going to go do, and he never did, and then I saw it was on the agenda. So I emailed him this morning, kind of CC'd Tira, you, and a couple other people, just, Gary, because Gary wanted to stay involved, and Allison. He didn't get back to me, but yesterday was the last day of school, so I'm guessing he maybe either was not in the office or was busy doing a couple other things, didn't check his email. I asked him specifically if what his plan was, how much he got done, and if he had any plans to work on it anymore over the summer, and if he didn't, if other people could work on it over the summer, and how would that look? I mean, I know the funding would have to go through the school, but we could work that out. My goal is just get it done. But I want to obviously keep him in the loop, and that's where we are.
He may be easier to reach for
a text. I don't have his number, so.
Once I get a functioning phone again.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. We talked about that.
Casino also has his.
He has it, too? Phone, so okay, yeah. What's his last name? Why couldn't I even remember it? Mike something.
Joyce,
yeah. Okay, so you're going to get a phone number?
And I'll text him instead.
Nothing else you can do, right? Now?
Yeah. I mean, we have plenty of people who could probably help, but I just want to know where he left off, where if we can pick up, and if he has materials, like, can we get them? Like, tell me what needs to be done.
He sent an invoice not that long ago for some materials, and I was under the impression he was going back down. I know I will say that I have not been back down there since we had that.
I know, I did not either.
I'll go take a look.
I know they cleaned it up. They were supposed to fix the roof, but someone told me they did it.
It's not done.
You might have told me today.
Yeah. See, every time I drive by,
specifically
the materials that he sent me an invoice for, so he's got the materials. So
they
haven't put them up there, maybe because he couldn't get his students down there before the end of the school year. That
maybe.
Is possible.
Then what did he do that day he went there? I want to know.
That was the day that they had the community service hours kids go in and clean it up.
They did. Okay.
That's what
okay.
Okay. Okay.
Moving on.
Yes.
July Mixer. Is there anything that we need to do for that at all?
No. I have to, I'm going to order tablecloths and napkins and stuff like that. I did inventory, told Matt about the, we want to this is what we have to do. We have to nail down the fall save the date so I can get
Matt. Oh, that's next on the
Matt
list.
Matt to work on them. Okay. Yep. And then, yeah, no, I have like a few little things on the checklist, but honestly, Sarah at Pit Stop is taking care of like most everything. We don't really have to worry about it. We do have to bring, well, when the time comes, I'm going to need help because we'll need to take the tables from the Weekend Warrior room there. So somebody with a truck and capable. I'll need help getting them there. But all the little stuff I'll take care of.
Cool. Yeah. And we'll be here again the week before that.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's good to know.
Okay. And then just gift baskets, as usual, if anybody is so inclined to bring one to support your business. And
talk about that. I didn't mean to snap at you. The alcohol.
Oh, and if anybody wants to, Sandy has been stocking the bar. At these things, the last few that we have done, she's okay doing that again. But you know, we want to put it out there to everybody else. You know, that's a way that you could be like a primary sponsor of one of these events. It's you know what? It's just a few cases of beer and wine coolers that you buy.
Yeah, last time I bought there are two different kinds of wines, like the little wines, but. You can buy whatever you want. Like, I just picked everything I liked. You can pick what you like. And people seem to like it, so it was okay.
Can you pay a fee and give to the business that is hosting it?
Huh?
Like the Pit Stop Pub, can we pay them X, Y, Z, and then they would just
provide
do
the
it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, if you wanted to sponsor it, work with them or something?
Instead of serving it. Yeah. They maybe not make money, but at least they have... whatever, and then no one has to worry about running around
getting
it. Not
to mention, they're probably
wholesale.
Exactly.
Like
an open
tab. Yeah. Almost like a wedding. Like $100 right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But then...
each member... So they can. They're only allowed.
Yeah.
After that, they pay for their own.
Yeah, because
you did it like you do a wedding tab when you go to an open bar and you say, okay, well, you can have a Bud or a Bud Light and you can have this or that, and I'm only going to spend $3 a beer. That's all I'm spending.
And it takes the liability off of TBI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we have insurance for that. So we should check on that. So we're going to check with her. Okay.
Okay. So then it's the mixer after that, which I already asked Nick about. What do you think?
I'm more than having a host or the common things potential, but very weather dependent. You're going to think daylight savings time by then, so it's going to be getting dark at 5 o'clock. So.
Talking about a potential venue for fall.
Yeah.
So I should reach out to Shelley.
Do you want to do it at your place? Is that something that you're interested in?
Like I can host at my place, but the common, I think, given the lack of
that'd be cool.
Right. Well, I just want to make sure it's like something you would want to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like,
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, because we could do that.
Yeah.
Shelly, next time. I don't know. Do you know what they propose to be open?
Her plan today, and obviously it's all dependent on her getting all of her permits lined up, is the end of July, I think she said.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, it's not bad.
You know, everything always takes a little longer.
Where
Jill and G's was?
Yeah.
Good.
Brewery. Well, I mean, I think we should stick with you for this time, so because we have to start planning it, you know, so that's the point, is to get that locked in today so that they can start making preliminary plans.
I just was going to say, FYI, the daylight savings time doesn't end until November 5th this year.
Oh,
so that
it's always Halloween-ish.
So we should do
pretty more like I have plenty of power and stuff, but like if we were like thinking more of the common up on the hill, like. There's a lot of big person. I gotta go to that meeting after this one tonight. A lot of big personalities going on right now. So.
Do you want to ask them first? Like, I think that would be. We never do anything up there, so it might be cool to have it up there.
Yeah, I just say if we have it up there, then we gotta think weather, shelter, power. There's two plugs up there.
So we do have your generator thing.
No lighting, like I just
would have it in your place.
Yeah. So we could have it.
If weather doesn't permit, then it would be
because the shop's, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah, right, just down the street.
Why don't you go to the shop?
Yeah, why don't you bring up the other thing when you're not shutting it down?
We're doing it outside.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and I
know.
I feel like, honestly,
pretty much every night till 9 p.m. anyway.
I feel like, honestly, it would be good for you to do it at your business.
I know.
It brings people there. So let's just plan for that.
So let's do next. What's the address at your place?
Old Davis Road.
10 Old Davis Road.
10? Okay.
Finally got a number.
What day are we going to do it? So we're going to go to September?
Yes, it would be the third Tuesday of September.
919,
he's got
on
it. We're going to do it on...
Oh, I got it right in front of me.
We're going to do it on a Tuesday?
Can we do it on the
12th?
Let's...
Huh?
Can we do it on the 12th?
What's the 12th?
Just the Tuesday that I'm not at the fire station.
Yeah, obviously. You're it's important to...
Or the 26th. But I'd probably go 12 because the 26th might be a little cool.
Right.
So 12 is the Tuesday before our meeting.
That's okay, though.
And I will... Okay.
Okay. And Nick's going to do the whole thing.
All right. We'll talk about food and stuff. What you want to do for food? Oh, we were thinking
fall
a chili
theme.
Cook-off. And then people can bring chili.
I don't mind calling Max or one of the restaurants and having it catered. Like that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought people could just bring chili and we could do chili.
That's 3 days.
No, and vote on it.
Yeah, it's we'll not going to affect the golf tournament or anything.
We'll talk about the.
I don't think it's going to affect the golf tournament.
I was actually going to call her and just double check. Okay. So we don't need to worry about that part right now. We'll talk about that later. Okay. But I just want to need the address, the date, who it is. Right? That's all I need. Address. Your logo.
Okay.
Your logo. Send me your logo.
You don't have it.
I'll find it. Never mind. I'll Google it.
Right.
Mickey's logo.
Okay, so we got that locked in. That's cool. Fall theme, chili cook-off, rum
like
and cider,
yeah.
Hot rum and cider. That's my idea. Kind of a favorite. So just throwing that out there. And then who brought up the idea of the Winnie booking? Was that Brian? Booking we have to create a rule about this because we just don't have anything solid in place where for booking the Winnie spotlights. It's Brian Cino that brought that up, and he's not here, so I'm just going to talk to him about that and pass it to him.
So it's fair? You mean fair that
everybody gets a chance?
Right. There was a problem a couple months ago with somebody because.
Somebody had booked multiple months in a row,
right?
Instead of giving other people opportunities.
But that was two separate businesses. I was put to task on that.
Yeah.
I was taken to the table on that.
Oh,
that's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's two separate businesses. It was that time of year, and that's why that kind of went that way. But the bigger mix-up was I was putting a lot of posts on on Facebook, and I was agreeing to who could come on, but they weren't actually signing up on the site, on the website. So that was a big problem. So I didn't have, you notice I haven't posted anything. Because I'm trying to make sure that when I do, and I went over it, I wrote the process on how to do it. You have to secure on the website, you're not going to get on there. But that was a big deal.
Sounds like we're good then.
Do we want to do like on the bulletin board?
I think there should be a ground rule.
6 months, you can't do it more than once
a
6 month period of time.
So I mean,
there is consistency on your advertisement.
The only The only problem that I think with that is a lot of times we weren't getting people to do it. So then if it's like we had that hard line rule and nobody's taking the spots.
Some people who really could care less about all winter really just need to get on there. So
right.
I think we're all adults. I think if you want to get on Winnie, you need to sign up. Just sign up. You got that. You can go. There's no limit, right? You can go on at any time. You can book like 6 months.
As long as he made the dates available. If they're available, then you can book them. If they're not available yet, then you can.
Okay.
I'll keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Check. Make
you can
sure.
Do some of that stuff with the calendar part too, Dan.
Right. We'll.
But I can make some posts about that and just let people know, come sign up.
You think you have some time, like maybe next week we can plan?
Definitely.
It really would take like 10, 15 minutes and it'll be all straightened out. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're in the right month because I was in September. So.
So that's it. Or does anybody have any special announcements that they want to make? Any events coming up or anything?
Well, really, but next week they're having a small business expo in New York City. I don't know if anyone would want to go with me.
Small business expo?
Yeah, New York City.
Okay, maybe you can like send email out the information and maybe somebody would want to go.
Or post it on TVA too.
It's a free event. You can go for free, up to $300. So it depends on how much you want in your service package.
What is the business? What do you mean by business expo? What is that? What is there?
Well, there's like a speed networking. There's little classes. There's keynote speakers. There's vendors that pick up stuff and talk to people about. So they have a lot of different classes and stuff.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Send out some information for everybody to check out. Any other announcements? No? Cool. So, I'll adjourn this meeting at 6:53. Oh, yeah.
Pull my card for freaking cans.
Is everybody in here?
Sorry.
I didn't put my card in there. I thought it was on the outside. Okay. Did you have yours? Yeah, I put it in.
I grabbed another one. I didn't pay attention. Sorry. Everybody good?
Yeah, pull mine.
Box was broken.
Oh, finally.
You want me to pick it? Or do you want to pick it?
No, somebody that's not in there maybe can pick it.
I'm not in there.
There you go. Shake it up.
This is mine.
Finish breaking the lid off.
Okay, look. Okay. I know where you live.
No. Who is it?
Oh, it's me.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice. Oh, and then, yeah, real quick, I almost forgot before we, Jody brought up a great idea. You want to share it?
Yeah, so my idea was what if we made it so that whoever is picked as the featured business of the month not only gets their spot on, you know, the website homepage, but also on the town hall billboard, but what if they have the opportunity to be the featured speaker at the next meeting?
Oh,
so
cool.
I just wanted to throw it out there and see what you guys thought
about
it.
Yeah, that's actually very cool.
So, yeah, Stephanie, do you want to be the featured speaker at next month's meeting?
Oh, boy. You can defer. You can say, no, I don't want to be, and someone else can do it.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Done. Anybody else? Any?
I brought the calendar, the Google calendar, if you wanted to add the calendar that the Google calendar I created for the Council Business Association, and nobody had time to say.
Did you send it to me or something?
It was in the email I sent to
the Council. Oh, I didn't.
You were part of that, yeah.
I didn't. You know what the problem is with that? Is when it's an email to info at Thompson Business Association, I don't look at them. Because it's.
I feel for like meetings like this or events or volunteers. If you have people, have it on the calendar.
Okay.
So then how would we share it with the rest? That's what. Oh, I think. But how would we share it with everybody? Like
send it through email or send it, have like a QR code. People can opt in or opt out.
Okay, well, we'll have to get that set up and figured out before next month's meeting. I didn't know. I missed it, so I had no idea.
We'll do
this. Just a real quick question. Is there a way of obtaining our email list of all our members? So, like, if we wanted to send out something for the golf tournament to all town businesses that are part of TBA?
We have a MailChimp account set up for the Thompson Business Association. So, once a month we'll send out an email blast for, you know, the upcoming meeting, or we'll send a separate email blast for, like, upcoming events or anything important. So just let me know at the beginning of the month, and then I'll add it into the email blast.
I'll give it to you
now. Well, do you have this information digital?
I don't have it digital, but...
Yeah, you do. You have the draft.
You definitely have to, yeah.
You have the draft.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Yes, send digital files, and then I'll be able to include it. And if you have a very specific message or a very specific text you want in the email, let me know what you want that to be.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. You have something to say back there?
Not on the record, no.
He's ready to go.
Are you rushing off to...
to the...
For the next meeting.
Okay, that's it. And nobody else? I will now officially adjourn this meeting at 6:57. Thank you all for coming. If everybody could, yeah, just grab their chair, put it back.
How do we get it on the billboard, Brian? Are you going to see Brian? What are we going to do?
Get what?
So Brian usually brings this to the town hall.
Yeah.
Oh, we can email it to Brian. I can't do that time this week. I have to look again. Yeah, I am. I was going to mention that to you. I'm sorry about that, but I didn't. You didn't say anything back to me. You said any time would be good, and I put my phone down and fell asleep. And then the next morning, I just completely forgot.
It's all good.
I need a reminder.
It's all good. My son's actually going to be away for the week starting Friday with his dad, so I'm pretty free after work.
Okay. After that. Oh, my phone died.